Macau visitation increase bringing more gaming-related crime to the city. Macau has experienced a sharp increase in gaming-related crime during the first half of 2024, according to a report released on September 16 by the Office of the Secretary for Security. This closely follows a rise in visitation to the city. The report highlighted a 61.8% year-on-year rise in such crimes, with 683 cases recorded from January to June, compared to 422 cases during the same period in 2023. Despite the surge, the 2024 figure represents a 29.4% drop compared to the first half of 2019, the last year before the COVID-19 pandemic disrupted the gaming and tourism industries in the region. The significant rise in crime has been attributed to a substantial increase in visitor numbers and the recovery of the gaming sector in Macau. Data from the city's Statistics and Census Service shows that over 16.7 million visitors arrived in Macau during the first 6 months of 2024, a 43.6% increase from the previous year. The influx of tourists has supported the recovery of Macau's economy, which heavily relies on its gaming industry. However, the rise in visitors has also contributed to greater security risks and a corresponding increase in illegal activities, particularly those associated with the gaming environment. Scams related to casinos accounted for 23.3% of the total gaming-related crime cases in the first half of 2024, with 159 incidents reported. This marks a 67.4% increase from the same period in 2023. Notably, 82 of these cases were linked to currency exchange scams, a category that saw a 90.7% year-on-year rise. The report emphasized that while the recovery of Macau's gaming industry has been essential for economic growth, it has also led to heightened risks in terms of illegal activity. In addition to the casino-related scams, the report also identified 262 cases of unlicensed money exchange occurring outside of casino environments. Although these instances were not classified as gaming-related crimes, they remain a significant concern for the authorities. The rise in illicit money exchange activities has been particularly troubling, as many of these operations are increasingly organized and professionalized. The majority of individuals involved in these illegal exchanges were reported to be from mainland China, according to the Office of the Secretary for Security. Loan sharking continues to be a problem. Loan sharking tied to gambling also saw a dramatic spike, with 122 cases reported in the first half of 2024. This represents a 293.5% increase from the previous year. Loan sharking is frequently connected to unlawful detention, as those unable to repay their debts may be held against their will by loan sharks. In the first 6 months of 2024, 23 cases of unlawful detention related to gambling were recorded, compared to just 7 during the same period in 2023. Macau's authorities have been taking steps to combat the rise in illegal activities, including regular crackdowns on unlicensed money exchanges and other forms of organized crime. The police conducted checks on 2,215 individuals suspected of engaging in illicit money exchange activities in the first half of the year. These enforcement efforts have led to a recent decline in unlawful activities connected to money exchange groups, according to Macau's Secretary for Security, Wong Seo Chok. He credited increased collaboration between Macau authorities and their counterparts in mainland China for the reduction in such crimes. In response to the growing concerns over illegal money trading, the Macau government has proposed new legal measures. An amendment to the draft bill, known as the Law to Combat Gambling Crimes, seeks to criminalize unlicensed money trading within casino venues, including both gaming and non-gaming areas. The proposed legislation is set to be discussed further in the city's Legislative Assembly. Authorities hope to strengthen their ability to address illegal gambling-related activities and maintain public security as Macau's gaming industry continues to recover.